WAWOTA, we have another published author in our midst. Myrna Jewell of Langbank, who is a former librarian at Glenavon and Wawota, has had a book published. Her debut adult fiction novel is Army Underground: The Sleeper War in paperback. This book was written nearly 10 years ago, but only recently was she able to realize her dream and have her story published. It is the first of a two-part dystopian series. It takes place in the not-too-distant future and is about a group of citizens who are hoping for a brighter future want to overthrow the government, only to find that the peace they sought is not as easy to obtain as they first hoped. She is currently working on the second part of the series as well as a young adult fantasy vampire series. A break from her series, she is excited to help co-write a children's book with 7-year-old Liam Wilson, who suffers from cystic fibrosis. The book, Liam's Hospital Stay, follows his trip to Children's Hospital. This book, illustrated by Lisa Irvin, is due to be released May 6. Hannah Johnson has had the opportunity to curl with a top-notch Saskatchewan team for the past 2 years. The Clyder team represented Saskatchewan in 2022 in the U21 Championship. They worked hard and made it to the finals last week at Swift Current. Hannah was awarded the Women's All-Star Lead Award, which was determined by the umpires and officials and based on competitiveness, sportsmanship and ability. The team Clyder is in Estevan for the Viterra Scotties Tournament of Hearts Women's Curling Provincials. Sympathy to family and friends of David Vail of Regina, who passed away on January 11 at the age of 62. He leaves his wife Linda and their family of Michael, Crystal, Sarah and Daniel, their families and his mother Marie. A memorial service was held at the Victoria Avenue Funeral Home on January 18. Lois Greenbank has moved from the farm to Kenosi Lake. We hope you enjoy your new home, Lois. Congratulations to Kendra Selby and Shane Hertle on the birth of their son on January 9. He weighed 8 pounds, 10 ounces, and has been named Caden Jeffrey. He is a brother for Cohen, a grandson for Noreen and Lynn Don Brady, Ken and Sandra Selby, and a great-grandson for Gwen Hertle, Verna Polvey, and Ann Selby. Sympathy to the family and friends of Phyllis Weatherald, who passed away at Oak Lake, Man, on January 9. She was 87 years old and the wife of Lionel Weatherald and Earl Schwint. She leaves her family of Eileen, Barb and Brian and their families. A funeral service was held at the Oak Lake United Church on January 19. A baby shower was held at the drop-in center in Wawota on January 23 to honor Megan Smulin, who is expecting a baby boy with her partner, Blaine Ehr.